Fired U.S. Park Police Chief Teresa Chambers will get her job back. She meets today with officials from the Interior Department and National Park Service to discuss her transition back into that job. The Interior Department has the right to appeal the reinstatement decision by the Merit Systems Protection Board, but Chambers' attorneys have been told not to expect more litigation. Reporter Neil Augenstein of our sister station WTOP joins us with details of his story. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning to you.
And so what can we expect from this meeting today?
Well, as we did tell you first, Teresa Chambers, her lawyers, and the people from the Park Service and as well as Interior will be meeting today, this afternoon. They're supposed to be meeting. The Interior Department Deputy Solicitor, whose name is Deborah Charette, she apparently contacted Chambers' lawyers last week to set up the meeting to discuss the transition. As you mentioned, the Interior Department does have the right to appeal the decision by the Merit Systems Protection Board. But the problem is that they're running out of time. While the board ruled that there's 60 days there's 60 days before Chambers, before they have to decide whether to appeal the case, Chambers is supposed to be back in her job within 20 days. So obviously they had to meet as soon as possible to move that forward.
So, Neil, it sounds like this is essentially, because of time restrictions, a done deal. She is going to get that job back.
Well, I think that there's probably a good chance that within 20 days she will be certainly getting paid for the job. Of course, she will be also getting back paid. There is a little problem that there is somebody who's in the chief office right now, Salvatore Loro, who has been in the position since 2009. He has not made any statements as to whether there's anything that he intends to do. I think that from what I understand, the rules pretty much state that he is to be found another job in the department. And Teresa Chambers has called Sal Lohr one of her best and brightest. He was a commander when she was last in the chief's office. I've been trying to get a sense of whether Chief Loro has been taking pictures off at the wall of his office or any other sign that he's planning on stepping aside. But I have not been able to get that information, as is often the case. Interior and the National Park Service don't leak very much information. And my sense is that the meeting today will move towards that transition. Interior and the Park Service have not made any statement yet, except that they are reviewing the ruling by the board.
And Neil, originally she was fired because she came out publicly saying that the department was underfunded and understaffed for the job that it has, the Park Service, Park Police rather. And so has she mentioned anything, or has anyone said anything about whether that has changed the conditions that she sounded off on that caused her to be fired in the first place?
Well, you know, I even talked with her about that in the last few weeks. I know that the problem has continued. There is still understaffing, not only at the nation's monuments, but also in the nation's parks and even the highways that we drive to get into the nation's capital. For that matter, throughout the country, the highways that are maintained by the Park Service. It'll be interesting to see her take on the security and on the readiness 7 years later.
Yeah, I was going to ask if there are any more specifics about those priorities when she does come back to the job, and that's what she's revealed so far. Has she given you any more behind the scenes skinny?
I haven't gotten any sense. To be honest, I haven't talked with her about what she'll do, when or if she gets back on the job. I think that I'm hoping to, once it's determined that she is, I'll be able to get a better sense and, of course, share with you her thoughts of where the readiness is. Remains to be seen how willing she'll be talking about such things, since we all know what happened last time.